This week was a big one for weather forecasters. The buildup was huge.
Winter Storm Jonas is set up to be a historic storm.
For a historic storm, maybe a top five.
What could be a historical storm?
18 to 24 inches.
Some whiteout conditions out there.
Overnight Friday is going to be a mess. Saturday, an absolute mess. Travel will be literally impossible.
Whatever you want to call it, historic, historical. It's bad news for the Mid-Atlantic, and it's got meteorologists all fired up. This week, we talked to two experts about their predictions. The first, Jim Cantore of the Weather Channel, told us signs pointed to something big.
70-mile-per-hour gusts, 50-mile-per-hour gusts with horizontal snow. This is the real deal. And, you know, there's a lot of people in harm's way, a lot of people that if they don't play by the rules, are going to be in danger.
We also spoke with Angela Fritz. She's deputy editor at the Capital Weather Gang, the weather blog of the Washington Post.
We're kind of on the low end of forecasts that are out there, so we tend to be a little bit conservative about this storm.
But she still thought things would get nuts.
We are predicting snowfall totals of anywhere from 18 to as much as 24, maybe 25 inches right around the immediate D.C. metro.
But she added it was one of the highest confidence predictions her team had ever had. So here we are, mid-blizzard, and we wanted to have them back and ask, how did their models play out? Jim Cantore, you first. Did you get it right, Jim?
I think everything is working out as planned.
For better or for worse,
first...
right?
Yeah, I mean, that helps, you know, to actually nail it. You know, two things that stand out. I mean, we've had the 75-mile-an-hour plus wind gusts in Sussex County, Delaware this morning. Dewey Beach, as a matter of fact, reported that. We've already got Montgomery County reporting our first 20-inch total. We're already top 10 snowfalls in both at Reagan and Dulles. So, I mean, we're well on our way to what we thought was going to happen. And really, in my professional experience, the best on-track and unchanging forecast, the longest unchanging forecast that I've ever seen, certainly, especially for Washington, D.C. Mm-hmm. I mean, this thing has played out exactly how the models showed it to you. Now, that doesn't mean that's going to be the future, but
yeah.
This one, at least, has played out very well.
Angela, do you agree?
Oh, absolutely. We're looking at a top 12 right now at this very moment, closing in on top 10, so we might even hit top 5 here in D.C. And, of course, the winds are starting to pick up right on schedule, and so we're probably looking at whiteout conditions this afternoon in the metro area, and we're just glad that everybody's hunkered down. Everyone did exactly what we wanted them to. We're not seeing anyone on the roads except for emergency vehicles and people who absolutely need to be out there. So everyone played by the rules, as Jim said.
No offense to either of you. But sometimes you don't get it right. So why were you so right this time? We'll start with Jim.
Yeah, I think that the synoptic or the large-scale pattern setup was very favorable to lock in the cold air much farther to the south, where we weren't really playing with the rain-snow line, even though we did see Baltimore this morning mixed in with a little sleet. But I think that was the key, is the fact that we knew how much liquid we were going to get, and we knew how much cold air we were going to keep through the storm and where it was going to go, the track of the storm, kept us with a pretty high confidence forecast.
Angela?
I think it'll be interesting to look back and see how this El Nino comes into play here, because having a very big El Nino signal means that the weather pattern can be sometimes very easy to predict for the model. So it'll be interesting to see how that all shakes out in the research going forward.
Angela Fritz of the Washington Post, Capital Weather Gang, and Jim Cantore of the Weather Channel. Thanks to you both.
You're welcome.
You're welcome.